First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Hallelujah. Let me get over here. I've got some other notes here. It says, fight the good fight of faith. This is 1 Timothy 6:12. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And the Phillips translation says, fight the worthwhile battle of faith. Keep your grip on that life eternal to which you have been called, and to which you boldly professed your loyalty. Hallelujah. How many of us professed our loyalty, boldly professed it, before many witnesses? And the Amplified says, fight the good fight of faith in the conflict with evil. And one thing I was looking at before I came up is that over in Luke, it talks about Peter denying Jesus, and the devil really was trying to separate him from something, separate him from his faith. So he made a bold profession of faith. I'm going to serve you. I'll die with you, Jesus. But when the fight was on, when the confrontation was on, and he was pressed, he denied him three times, didn't he? So the pressure in our lives comes to separate us from something, and it's to separate us from our bold profession of faith that we've got a grip on and we're holding tightly to. But when pressure's on, this consistent pressure, sometimes, not saying always, but sometimes, over time, we loosen our grip on things. And we need to be reminded, and we need to be vigilant. See, the devil can't make you, always remember this, the devil can't make you do something. He doesn't have the power to do that. If he could, he would have done it a long time ago. He has no power. Say, he has no power to make me do something. He has no power to do that. But he has the power to deceive. He has the power to deceive you to do what? Make a choice. And make a choice to not do something. Not follow God, not follow his leading, or loosen your grip. So that's why we need to do what? Be conscious of the fact that our adversary is about trying to do what? Separate us from our bold profession of faith. And when we find ourselves weak, start to rejoice. Start to keep yourself in the Word. Find somebody to encourage your heart in the Lord. Don't separate yourself from church. That's the time you want to stay in church. Stay in and stay connected. Don't remove yourself. Usually what happens is when people start going through things, you see symptoms where people start making choices because of the pressure. Turn over this scripture here as we're sharing this. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3, 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3, and it said, in the King James, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not do what? War after the flesh. You know, we don't fight people. This isn't a flesh fight. It's a faith fight. And it says here, for the weapons, so we do have some weapons, thank God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Say mighty.
Mighty.
My weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. I've got some weaponry here. Now, here's the thing. In verse 5, we're to do what? Casting down imaginations. And this is the kind of thing, you know, when you start to walk through some things, how many have had thoughts or images come to you and it's contrary to what you're believing? We all have. Thoughts have come, images, or we could say imaginations. They're really just images of something that's contrary to God, contrary to His Word, contrary to His promises. And so when you start getting images that create worry, images that create fear, it's not from God. It's an imagination. Then what are we supposed to do? Cast it down. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and do what? Bring into captivity. What does that mean? You say enough. You bring that thought into captivity. You don't allow it to do something, to continue. You bring into captivity that image, that thought that's causing you, as they say, to feel some kind of way. And that could be anything, any kind of image. You're going to have to bring it into captivity. And you know, everybody has, we all have a past, don't we?
Yes.
And we've all done some things, but I know Lois and Cindy were sharing, you know, after they were singing, "I Am the Redeemed." We all have a past. We've all have scars. We've all done some things that in the natural, some of us will go, "Phew, why is God even using me?" But thank God, it's cleansed under the blood. Your past is under the blood. It's cleansed. You are clean, you're righteous, you're free from that past. And when the devil starts to bring it up and make you feel some kind of way, you need to bring it into captivity. You need to say, "No, that's not me anymore. I'm redeemed. I've been bought with the blood. I'm cleansed. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm redeemed." You know, he don't like you talking that way. He doesn't like you talking that you're redeemed, that you've been cleansed. Hallelujah. Because his grip loosens. Hallelujah. And yours tightens strongly around the word. Hallelujah. You know, it would do you good when you get up in the morning and you don't feel like getting up. What does it say? I will bless the Lord. It didn't say, "I feel like blessing the Lord." It didn't say, "You even look like you want to bless the Lord. You want to go and hide." Right? But you choose. You say, "I will bless the Lord," what? "At all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And there's something about releasing faith-filled words. Even if you just start, you know, faith, I know you know this, but I'm just following my heart. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is believing God. So I don't have to feel like I'm praising him. You know how some people say, well, you know, I don't know, maybe God's not taking my praise because I don't feel it. It's not genuine. Yes, it is. You're doing it in faith. He already knows you don't want to, but you're saying, you know what? I'm going to just get up today and bless the Lord. I don't feel like it, but in faith, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. And faith does what? Ignites the power of God. Hallelujah. And faith will stir something inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you need to just get up. That's the time when you don't feel like it, when you don't look like it. You just get up and say, you know what? I'm going to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My spirit's getting stirred just saying it. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited just saying it. Hallelujah. I'll bless him. Glory to God. If I don't, I'm not going to have a rock cry out for me. Hallelujah. You may feel stone cold and stony. Get up and praise him. Glory to God. Bless God. So we need to cast down these imaginations and things. I like what the Amplified says. This is the Amplified. In verse 5, it says, we are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. So some sophisticated argument sounds very sophisticated, but it's not true if it doesn't agree with God and it doesn't agree with his word. So we're to do what? Bring it into captivity. Glory to God. So turn over, if you would. I want to spend a few minutes here. Let's turn over to Psalm 32. Now, there's some things that he is to us. And well, you know what? Let me go over to... Ephesians chapter 6. Turn over to Ephesians 6 first. Ephesians chapter 6 first. And then we'll go to Psalm 32. Hallelujah. And verse 10. Chapter 6 and verse 10 of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, do what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11, put on. That means you got to do something. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to. So what does that mean? If you don't have it on, you're not able to. Right? You're not able to stand or withstand against what? The wiles. You notice it didn't say the power of the devil? He's got no power over you. See, he's got no power over me. See? So this says here that we need to be able to stand against not his power, but his wiles, his trickery, his schemes, his imaginations that come. That's what we've got to be able to stand against. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you, he's saying it again, the whole armor of God, that what? You may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with what? Truth. And have on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the what? The shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to, not might be, it says you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Those fiery darts are those images and thoughts and imaginations and things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. But this says here, the shield of faith will quench them all. Hallelujah. And taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, when you put on the whole armor of God, let me ask this question. Is there a safe hiding place? Yes. Oh, yes. See, if you don't have the whole armor of God, as they say, your backside's hanging out. You're hanging out there with no protection. Is that not true? You've got to put on the whole armor of God to have this safe place. Otherwise, it may not be safe. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important. Psalm 32. Verse 7, it says, Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. So when we're in his place, his hiding place, there's safety, there's deliverance. But it don't feel like it, Pastor. I don't feel. That's your problem. It don't fit. He said, what did Reverend Leanne say when she was here? What did she keep saying? Well, the Lord, I don't know you like Brother Hagin. I don't know you. He said, you're calling me a liar. You're calling me a liar. I said, if my spirit dwells in you, my sheep know my voice, and they know me. So you're telling me you don't know me. You're calling me a liar. So when God says that we have a safe place, a hiding place in him, it is a safe place. Especially when we put on the whole armor of God. It's impenetrable. You know, I was looking at something the other day. They were showing this new weapon that, I don't know, the Army or Navy or somebody has developed. It's electromagnetic. It's got this long barrel. It's 30 or 40 feet long. And they say it projects a projectile the size of a football. And they said it's electromagnetic, and it projects this football size projectile out of this thing. Do you know how fast this thing goes? 45, it goes Mach 6. It goes 4,500 miles an hour out of this cannon, and it says it will go through 7 layers of steel. It'll blow a hole through it. So, you know, they're reveling in the fact that now they've got this thing developed and they can blow a hole in a ship. Well, that may be good to protect us in this country, but I've got something that's impenetrable. I don't care what comes. I've got the Word of God, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, that'll quench every fiery dart, however it comes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 119, 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Psalm 119, 114. I'm just reading through some scriptures. Psalm 9. This is Psalm 9. He's not only our hiding place, but he's our refuge. We were singing about that this morning. He is my safe refuge and my hiding place. He's my hiding place and safe refuge. Psalm 9:9. The Lord also would be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is my refuge. He is my strength in times of trouble. He's my refuge. He's my strength in times of trouble. Whatever we walk through, you could name whatever it is, loss of a job, a death in a family. He's my refuge. I'm hurting, but he's my refuge. He's my strength in this time of trouble. I've got to run into him and find my refuge and my strength. Hallelujah. We can't handle it on our own. He is my refuge and my strength. Hallelujah. Psalm 46:7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 46:11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 62:7. In God is my salvation and glory, and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Hallelujah. He is my refuge. When I'm walking through a hard place, he is my refuge and my strength. Hallelujah. When my soul feels like it's going to faint or give in, he's my refuge. He's my strength. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to Psalm 91. Let's look at Psalm 91. Hallelujah. In this faith fight, there's a place of refuge. There's a place of safety. There's a place of strength. And it's in him. Psalm 91. I'm reading from the King James. He, that's me. Because it says, he that dwelleth. That's me. Say, that's me. I dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Glory to God. And he said, he that does shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, now it's not enough to believe. What does verse 2 say? I will say of the Lord. See, you know, I believe that. And then you continue to talk about the problem. No. He said, he that dwelleth, but it connects your confession. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress, impenetrable. My God, in him will I trust. Verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, his word, shall be thy shield and buckler. That's what we were talking about before. The shield of faith. Where does faith come from? The word. The shield of faith shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The wicked one. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Why? Because I'm in his safety. I'm in his refuge. Hallelujah. So I don't have to be afraid. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, hallelujah, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Hallelujah. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Glory to God. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. All of that because what? I said of the Lord, he is my refuge. I began to say who he is to me. He's my refuge. He's my strength. He's my protection. He's my safe place. And because I say that of him, he is. He is what I said he is. I'm saying what he said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is my safe place. In this fight that we're in, this fight of faith, it's a good fight because I'm in him. I'm in his protection. I'm in his, I've got the full armor of God on, and I'm protected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 142, 5, I cried unto the Lord, unto thee, O Lord. I said, this is Psalm 142, 5, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. He's my refuge. Proverbs 14:26. I love this scripture verse. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Turn over to Psalm 4 and verse 8. I love the Psalms. Glory to God. I'm going to start from verse 3. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. That's what we're talking about. Put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because I made him. I trusted in him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalm 32 and verse 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about. I shared that scripture before, but it talks about hiding place. Hiding place we were talking about or sharing. And this says, he preserves me from trouble. Hallelujah. Yeah, but Pastor, I'm going through trouble. He's preserving you. If the devil had the power to kill you or take you out, he would have. Put your trust in God. He is your refuge in the time and your safety in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. And I shared this before, Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in what? In trouble. He didn't say late, he's present. A very present help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. He's my strength. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and what? The meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and what? My Redeemer. Hallelujah. You know, if you don't stir yourself up on this, you just gloss over and go, oh, that's nice. He's my Redeemer. Praise the Lord. He's my strength. Praise the Lord. He's my refuge. Praise the Lord. No, he's my refuge. He's my strength when I can't put one foot in front of the other. He's my refuge. He's my place of safety. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have to trust that in these times that we live in. Here's a familiar verse. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is what? The strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 28, the Lord is, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced. And with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Hallelujah. He's my strength. He's my help. He's my refuge in times of trouble. I'm telling you, when it doesn't look like it's going to change, or it could ever change, we need to lift up songs of praise. The Lord will set ambushments against your enemy. You've got to just do it by faith, whether you feel like it or not, and see what God will do. Hallelujah. So, let's turn over just one scripture as we close here. Hebrews 11:1. We know it, but let's look at it. Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance, it's the ground, it's the confidence that comes from the Word of God of things hoped for. So I have faith in God that what he said is true. And I can expect him to do it. I can expect it to come to pass. That's why it says here, it's the substance of things hoped for. It's the substance, it's the ground on which my expectations rest. My expectations rest upon his word. It can't move. It can't change. It's the ground on which my expectations rest. So when he said he is my refuge, he is. When he said he's my strength, he is. I expect strength to come. Yeah, but I've been talking and saying, and it's nothing's changing. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. So let me ask the question. What are you going to trust? Are you trusting in the circumstances, or are you trusting in your God? Because thoughts of worry are not of God. Thoughts of failure are not of God. I can do all things through Christ who does what? He strengthens me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn over to one more scripture, 1 John 5. I could quote it, but let's look at it. 1 John 5:14 and 15. Sometimes we need to just meditate upon these scriptures to strengthen our heart. What is verse 14? I'm going to read from the King James. It said, and this is what? The confidence that I have in who? Him. So you could say this is the confidence that I have in the Word. That if I do what? If I ask anything according to his will, he does what? He hears me. So when I say, you're my refuge, he is. When I say he's my strength, he's my strong tower, he is. He hears me. And if he hears me, whatsoever I ask, right? Know what it says in 15? And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we might have. No, it says we have the petitions that we desired of him. This is faith. Amen. This is faith. This is where we live. I don't feel like it. It doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it's going to change. He's my refuge. He's my deliverer. He's my healer. He's my provider. He's my all in all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. Say, He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my strengthener. He's my all and all. He's my refuge. He's my helper. Ooh. Glory to God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. And He's quickening my mortal body. He's given it strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many are convinced? Sometimes you just have to do that in faith. Let me ask this question. Being convinced is not a feeling. If that were the case, a lot of us would be like, I don't know. No, I'm convinced because His Word said so. It has nothing to do with how I feel. It has to do with believing Him and His Word and expecting it to come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. And the more we feed upon His Word, the more we decree it, the more we pronounce it, the more real it becomes to you. You've got to make a choice every day. During the day, you're making professions of faith. Because if you don't, it won't be real to you. Where? When I say real to you, in your heart. How many, you know, you can go and listen to all of these motivational speakers and so forth in the world. They're just applying the same principles of the Word of God. They tell all of those that come and pay a lot of money to say, say this, say this, say this, say this about yourself. No, I no longer am alive. It's Him that lives in me. I'm talking about Him that's in me. Hallelujah. And all of these motivational speakers will get you to say something. And another thing they do is they'll say, see yourself. Get an image, an imagination of doing something. Hey, I have a plaque on my desk. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. He is my refuge. He's my strength. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Even when you don't feel like it, you don't look like it, you say it. Because it's so. It is so. You're His blessed. You're His anointed. You're His prosperous ones. You're His anointed ones. And you need to say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. Let's thank God for a moment. Father, we thank You. Thank You that we're blessed. Thank You that we're anointed. Thank You, Father. We have an anointing that's in us and upon us. We thank You, Father, for Your place of safety and refuge. And no hurt or harm shall come nigh our dwellings. Hallelujah. Or our families. In the name of Jesus. Satan, we call you on notice. You are off limits to our bodies. You're off limits to our finances. You're off limits to our family. You're off limits to our children. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. Hallelujah. Parents, you need to make that decree. No weapon formed against my children will prosper. The devil can't have my children. They're protected by the blood of Jesus. Off limits. And that means no wavering allowed. No wavering allowed. When stuff starts popping up, you say, no, no, no. I plead the blood of Jesus over my children. Or you could say over my stuff. You can't have it. Hallelujah. You need to get just ornery. You know, when I think about sometimes the blood that's been shed to protect our nation, and people have no respect for what's been paid, I'll tell you, it makes me feel some kind of way. It really does. Because they have no reverence for what's been accomplished in this nation. Trample the flag, do all of these things. Now, I understand it's patriotic, but this is our home where we live. And it's the same thing. Much has been shed. When I think about what Pastor Clinton and Pastor Sarah gave of their lives to do all of this, there's nothing that we accomplish of ourselves. But it's like running a race. You're running a race and then the baton is passed. You're just running your part of the race. That's all. That's all you're doing. Listening to God. But all that's been built, even Brother Copeland when he was here, he said it took 24 years or 20 plus years to build a foundation because of what's going to have to be built on top. Well, that's the next part of the race. But what's on top is no more important than the foundation. I'll tell you what, the foundation's got just as much, if not more, significance. It holds up everything that's built on top. Glory to God. I heard someone say this, if you don't know history and its past and the past, you're apt to repeat it. The same mistakes. That's why we need everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless God. Father, we thank you today. Thank you for this place that we have to hear the word of God. Thank you that the atmosphere is changing over this area. Thank you that darkness is being pushed back. We thank you, Father, for inroads and avenues and ways into the Jewish community. We thank you, Father, for all of those. They're your seed. We thank you, Father, for the Hasidim. We thank you for all of the Jewish people and all of the other ethnic groups in this county. We thank you, Father, for ways to reach them. Give us wisdom. Give us your anointing to reach them, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, we pray.